what do you call a thing that has four wheels and a handle and a baby lies in it and you push it?
Stroller.
Okay.
So my baby's got one in it. I push it in the pan. It was a while here. I push it out a little bit every day of the week. If it was 11 o'clock, I put her in that stroller and carry her tan whatever she took an ocean bowl.
Well, I got something that you put a tiny baby in, that the baby just lies in. It's got a hood on it.
No, it's a bassinet.
Okay. And that has wheels on it?
No.
What's one with a carriage?
Carriage and a stroller. There's a carriage, you know, and a stroller the baby puts in. You know, they used to call them baby carriages. And now they call them baby strollers, you know.
Different than a stroller and a carriage.
I know, that's what I say. They used to be...
They just made different.
Different, you know, they... Used to be there was just a like a bed you could lay in and had a hood over it. That was what I called baby carriage. But now they got them strollers, you know, they set them up in them.
You lay them back in them too,
but they're mostly set up.
Well, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say you were going to
push it.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around it? You might say he went
cut across.
Would you have another term for that?
A path?
Yeah. Well, a word that means going, instead of going all the way around, taking a shortcut. Do you have another word for that?
As long as cut across is all I've known, you know, just... If I go out the bridge, instead of going down here and go out the road, I go right across here. I call myself cutting across the field here.
Okay. Let's see, if there's a crossroad like this, and there's one house on this corner, and one house on this corner over here, you say the houses are what from each other?
Bad color.
Okay. Now, let's see. There are a couple of them I wanted to go back to. If I can find them. Yeah, this really has been interesting. Oh, yeah. The nurse sent a little boy home early because he
bonked.
He was ill or bonked
and got sick.
Okay. Now let's see. If you drop a light bulb on the floor, then the pieces go
fly all over the floor.
Shatters.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like every which way, or the things went every which way, or all over the place, or?
It's every which way. The thing went every which way.
Okay.
That's what I mostly say.
Okay.
When the thing spiders that way.
Let's see, now what was it you said that people call a person who brings bad luck?
A thief? No, wasn't that one right.
There was a word for it, and I just didn't, I don't think I got it down right. A person who brings bad luck.
Well, I just don't know what
it was. Was it a jinx? Was that
jinx,
one?
Jinx, yeah.
Yeah, jinx. That's okay. Right. That's right. That's what it was.
Okay,
jinx.
Good. Now, let's see. What's another way to say he shouldn't do it? He shouldn't do it, or he?
Should not.
Okay. Would you use that expression?
I would.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody said, what were you doing when such and such a thing happened? You might say, going to town when it happened.
We're just riding along the road.
Okay. See, that seems to be about it. Maybe sure I didn't miss anything. That was too easy. Okay. Oh, if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you say he...
Oh, I'm not doing that yet.
Okay. And I guess that's it. I don't see any others.
You know, if y'all likes to use wisdom,